There's a hollow in the morning sky, split wide by jet engines and time zones, where prayer stitched by mothers unravel at 31,000 feet above the static and drone. A June sunrise catches the silver hull, gleaming like a wish carried west across the curve of the earth. Not a soul on board suspects, they'll be scattered as salt in ocean birth. Babies dreaming in their bassinets, grandparents leafing through tattered passports and last goodbyes. All of them trust in the physics of flight, never imagining death sewn into their luggage as a prize. A suitcase ticks in perfect time with a fanatic's heart. A bomb engineered in shadows slip past scanners by men who pray and plot worlds apart. The flight attendant smooths blankets, the captain checks gauges and weather. Nobody reads the omens hiding in the clouds. Nobody expects families to vanish together. They never teach you when you buy a ticket how quickly love and lineage can dissolve in the sky, how an ideology sharp as shrapnel turns the living into memories too empty to cry. In Cork, in Montreal, in Mumbai, the phones will ring and ring with no answer but static. Kids missing from breakfast, fathers reduced to sea foam, mothers' voices forever frantic. An ocean is a grave, no, it's a thief swallowing last words and gold bangs. Turbans and teddy bears, diary scrawled in panic, all tangled with the debris field. A map of Crete that did in latitude and longitude. Forensics bagging hope in plastic, while politicians mumble platitudes. Nobody will ever know the last thought crossing a mind of steel skin tears. Maybe it's the memory of sandalwood incense or a child's giggle or the prayer. Send up for safe landings, a new beginning, scattered now like ash across a continent's sorrow. A community cleaved, a hundred names carved on monuments nobody visits tomorrow. Investigations dragged for years, apologies come as cold comfort. Justice delayed, deluded, shamed by the stink of paperwork and forgotten effort. Families press ours to their faces, clinging to scent, refusing the closure of seawater and silence. They gather every June, lighting candles for ghosts that haunt the flight, manifest in defiance. You can't bomb the memory out of blood, can't wipe away a generation's DNA from the black box tape. They'll keep flying, but every journey is different when you know how easily engines and trust can break. In every